Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the park.
Turn your Bible to Ezekiel. E-Z-E-K-I-E-L. Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. And I want to talk about it tonight. The book of Ezekiel. But we're doing what we're doing in the book of Ezekiel. We can call that I do not have to come tell you that question. And I will start with the rest of you doing and things like that. Those that need to plant a seed because you got a need. You want to do something different from South Africa. That's what you flood it out. And I didn't hear it on no news media about 400 people were killed in the flood in South Africa. We spend the money all over the world. Listen, toothbrushes, comb, and to South Africa, all the houses that blow down. That's on the coast of South Africa. And I'm praying tonight. But in the book of Ezekiel, God questioned Ezekiel, and Ezekiel was a prophet of God. God asked Ezekiel to respond to him. I'm asking you tonight, can you rise up out of what's going on with you and go to the next level? God bless you tonight. We play Martin Luther King on YouTube. Martin Luther King letter to the other America, the black and white America, and to the whole world. Go to YouTube and Dr. Martin Luther King letter to America, 2022. And
I want you to get ready bless you tonight. If you got a need to plant, just go to my website, dustyabrahamnewsite.com, and plant your seed. I'm praying for you and you tonight, and I want this Bible class to be a lesson for you, and be a healing for you, and a breakthrough for you. And I'm praying for those that are lost, and those people in Africa that the flood and tore up their little houses. I'm praying that God will oversee them, and God will bring restoration and peace. I just wanted to let you know all is well, and I want you to get ready. Turn your Bible to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, Ezekiel. I want you to turn your Bible to the book of Ezekiel, because there's a word in the book of Ezekiel for you, and it will bring you to where you will be. Most people gonna read the book of Ezekiel, and most people gonna read the book of Revelation, and the pastor don't preach it, and they don't talk it, because you got to be anointed to be able to read through what God is saying to his prophet and what God is saying to you. So you get ready and let God do that special for you and let that door open up and where there be a blessing. That King said, we shall overcome. That's what King said. I'm going to play a little of Dr. King.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome deep in my
heart. I just believe deep in my heart we shall overcome. We are the body of Christ. We are men and women of Christ. We can repent and say, God, forgive us. God will open the door for us. God will give you what you need. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special for you and your family. I'm praying for every family tonight that got problems. And those that lost loved ones, there's no sorrow if they're ever getting out of here. I want you to get ready to listen to God speak as he speaks to you tonight as you open up the door for you. I want to thank you, every letter, every telephone call. And I talked to you earlier, Mary Hawkins, and I need to hear from you, but I didn't. But I guess I hear from you for the week long. And next month, I'll be in Detroit doing a special financial healing service for the finance and the business in Detroit. I will be in Detroit. I want you to know. Call your friends, call your neighbor. And I pray that you have a safe trip to Africa, Sister Chelsea. And Dr. Christian called me. Sister Kim, give me a call. I just want to say, get your Bibles. This is the Word of God. Now, this is how you get the knowledge. You get the Word of God. That's in the book. Or you get revelation knowledge, God give it to you directly through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So get ready for God to do something very special for you tonight, take you to the next level. I'm praying for the healing of your family, your sister, your brother. Net, tell your daughter to call me, get in contact with me. And I just want you to know, whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. I'm praying tonight somebody's confused. They don't, God can bring them out. I want you to get ready for God to get them to the next level in your life. There's so much going on. And I'm praying for Sister Deborah and I'm praying for you, Sister Deborah. And I'm going to tell you, God is able to pour out of divine blessings. Mother William, I'm praying for you. Mother Cooks, I'm praying for you. Mother Parker, I'm praying for you. Mother Francis in New Orleans, I'm praying for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call. I'm excited what God's going to do in 2022. I was motivated this morning by listening to Dr. King's letter. to America and to all the world the things that he said, that we have progressed flying in planes, but we have not dealt with racism and white supremacy in America. We've not dealt with people that is hungry. We've not dealt with people right here in America that have nowhere to stay. But we have reached to the moon. We have flew over the ocean, under the ocean, but we ain't did nothing in the path of love. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? The everlasting life. You got to get ready. Yes, one lady said, I'm too old. I said, let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. Don't nothing get old in God. When you're in God, you renew your mind. Dementia's gone. Heart attack, stroke's gone. But you got to go into the wisdom of God and let God do something special for you. Turn to your Bible, the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy from these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, when he told them about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and above that was another wheel, that was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which which was God's universal will and God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving. Because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were with God.
Pray with me, if you please.
So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood. A valley of slavery and oppression. A valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, will it be a day? I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us. And considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. with foresight. He looked beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountains. Social and political mountains. Religious mountains. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. Surata, he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind. A spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, why being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem. And Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a far-doing survey. In a far-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there. Then for fear, but way out on the periphery of things, he'd missed something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley. Or took him and encompassed the valley. Circled it on all sides. That he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. Son of man, you are a scientist. Can these bones? Son of man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live? Son of man, you are a heart specialist. Son of man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist in various stages of the human body. You are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. No, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, Can these bones live? Son of man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highway under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. But we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God, when we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, why, you go out to give you the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you, go on anyhow. Why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. The Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can those dry bones to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm sure. It must have been discouraging sometimes for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness. And in that valley of lifelessness. In that valley of hopelessness. My Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And there was a mighty moving around. Oh Lord. Then one morning, yeah, when he looked around to observe this rumbling, oh God, he saw those vibrating in motion. Yes. Foot bone was stretching out ankle bone. An ankle bone for moving on toward knee bone. Oh yes. And knee bone was connecting with thigh bone. And thigh bone was moving on toward hip bone. And hip bone was moving toward backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining the shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying the neck bone. And neck bone was tying into head bone. The prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, it's trouble. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new theme. Yeah. I want you to just to wait a little while and let me extract matter from the universe. Yeah. And let me all of that matter to come together and form man's anatomy. Let flesh get on the bone. Let skin begin to cover those curtains. Oh Lord, but Lord, all we have now are corpses here lying on the ground. Turn now and get to the wind. Tell the wind that God will believe the Lord. Lord, Lord, and blow breath into these bodies. My Lord, tell the Lord, tell my word. And that's my solution tonight. That's my answer tonight to every problem that we have. That is to hear God's word. Hear God's word. It's all right to go to the United Nations. It's all right to put on an international fellowship. It's all right to call on the scholar. To call on our businessmen. It's all right. But I tell you what you had better do. Hear God's word. Hear God's word. His word. His word. His word. His word. He's a bridge in deep water. His word. He's a lamp to your soul. Yes. His word. Ah, his word. Hear God. Hear God's word. Oh. vessel and let my soul
God bless you tonight. And I want to tell you this Bible class is off the chain. God, know your name, and God is God. Don't forget tomorrow night, we on. We want to tell you the divine word of God tonight. Don't forget to call. Don't forget to pray tonight. Psalms 92, Psalms 58, and Psalms 70. God bless you. You can go to our website, The Seed Abraham. If you need to plant a seed, go to our website, TheSeedAbraham.com. You want to write a letter, Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. I'm praying for you tonight. There's no sign on earth that heaven cannot hear. God is. Tell somebody, God is my everything. Praying for you, Margaret. Frank, praying for you. Amit, praying for you. Jungle, praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, God got what you need, God got what you want. This is your season to be successful and blessed at this 10 o'clock hour. God got you.